swing in more when they had the battle here. Hell.
What battle was that?
The Civil War. He was about 5 years old. And he said he remembered hearing the guns shooting. Said the cannons were mighty deaf near, and the little guns, you could hear them popping clear out there. Out of Papa Grove.
I bet he told you some stories about the old South.
Well, he didn't know too much about it, just a kid. And his daddy died in the Civil War Army. He didn't know much about his daddy. He just couldn't remember him coming home on a furlough. One time.
Was he a native? Was he from Arkansas, your grandfather? Do you remember?
No, he was from Georgia.
And he moved out to Arkansas?
He moved over to Arkansas. My granddaddy did.
When he was a young man?
Yes. He married my daddy's mother.
I see. In other words, your mother was married 2 times.
I mean,
your mother?
Yeah, my grandmother was married twice. My mother never was married but once.
Yeah. You said your father did. What kind of education? Could he read and write
before? No. He never got to go to school. He had to work all the time.
Could your mother?
Couldn't sign his name. Yeah, my mother could read and write. And she could... She did most of his corresponding for him. All the stuff is there.
Yes.
But... She was a wonderful woman. She raised 6 boys without any help. She had to be pretty strong, didn't she?
I'll say.
Work a garden and raise turkeys and geese and chickens and milk cows. And
yeah.
We always had a herd of cattle. It was open range. They just run out, come home when they wanted to. But the milk cows always come to those calves, you know, milking time.
Did your father farm all his life?
That's all he ever did. My daddy never did anything but farm. And in the summer, he'd take a team and maybe haul some timber, some kind of staves or stave bolts or something. Just to make a little spending money on the side, you know. There used to be a spoke factory in Marble, and he hauled lots of spokes to that place.
Wooden?
Yeah.
Wooden spokes?
Yeah, they'd split out pieces, you know, and they'd put them in a lathe. It turned out the spokes and make them for wagons and buggies.
And your mother, she kept house all her life?
All her life.
You said she got some school?
Yeah. She was born at Jonestown, Mississippi.
When did she come here?